AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm stepping out with my baby. Can't go wrong.
Tony Bennett's among the attractions at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. Our Julie Walker is there.
Among the 16 giant balloons here at the parade, like Charlie Brown and Felix the Cat, there are 3,000 police officers keeping watch. That includes the NYPD's heavily armed counterterrorism unit. And new this year, 82 dump trucks filled with sand blocking the parade route to guard against any truck attacks like the one in Nice, France. The mayor and police commissioner both say there are no credible threats, but they're taking security to a new level to protect the expected 3.5 million people out here. At the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I'm Julie Walker.
Chris Selassie is in New York, but he's not going to the parade. He's going to Virginia for the holiday by train.
It's busier because I come down at other times. It's definitely busier. The train's more packed. But other than that, it's fine.
President-elect Donald Trump is spending the holiday with family at his estate in Palm Beach, Florida. He is asking Americans to unite behind him now that the contentious election is over.
We've just finished a long and bruising political campaign. Emotions are raw and tensions just don't heal overnight. It doesn't go quickly, unfortunately. But we have before us the chance now to make history together.
He will take the holiday off after a two-week scramble to assemble his administration from scratch. President Obama also sending along his Thanksgiving holiday greetings today. Lots of football today, including a big game between the Vikings and Detroit. And also today, the Redskins meet the Cowboys, and tonight, the Steelers and the Colts fight it out. So you can watch one game right after another. This is AP Radio News. Football in space? Astronaut Shane Kimbrough says, yeah, you can't have Thanksgiving without football, even if you are on the International Space Station.
Thanksgiving in my world is not complete without some football, so we're going to have Mission Control send up some live football games for us to watch to complete the experience of Thanksgiving.
So who's going to be at a Thanksgiving dinner in space?
We're going to have me and Peggy Whitson, which is the other American that's going to be here for the meal. The other person is a French astronaut, and then we're going to have three cosmonauts from Russia, and we're all going to be enjoying Thanksgiving dinner.
And it's going to be turkey, right?
Our food's a little bit different, so here's our turkey right here. So it's going to be in a pouch. We'll heat this up, and it'll taste really good, just like you're having it.
Okay. So a big happy Thanksgiving to everybody on the International Space Station, including Shane Kimbrough, the flight engineer on board the International Space Station. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.